Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, how sweet it is. It's all about Dorothy's Candies. It is Pittsburgh's favorite, and she is as well. She is Dan Cohen, Total Talk. Tis the season to be jolly and stocking up on the best candy this side of the Mississippi. Here she is, star of the show, Nan Cohen. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, buddy. Did you realize the sun was out today?
I guess. I know. I've been up since about 2 a.m.
Yeah, so you should crank those window blinds
up. What
time
up? Is it? 9:05. Okay, so
it
I'm
is.
Still here.
It is gorgeous
and
outside.
And the sun's actually coming through rather nicely.
Yeah, it's gorgeous outside. Everything else good?
Everything's good.
You ready to rock it for breakfast?
I'm all good.
Did you eat?
Yep.
What's he eating over there?
A little bit of everything.
Had we are loaded.
This morning, I did really well. But now I need chocolate, so this is good.
Yeah. Get you a little peanut butter. We'll set that day in motion here. That's for sure. Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning, Nan.
How are you?
I'm doing great. This is a good time.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is you look really good for considering what's going on down at Dorothy's right now.
It was a nice
Christmas sleep
explosion. I had. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was out last evening. I had a wonderful time doing some holiday things, and that made me happy. And I got to sleep early and woke up early, and it's great. I'm happy to be here.
That's because it's Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah. It's Sunday. I was thinking it's Saturday.
Wrong. It's Sunday.
That's
well,
the
I could tell it. The open house was amazing.
We had, I just feel there's a difference. Even what I did last night, I'm seeing things. Everything used to be a little bit halfway done since, you know, the problems that the years were having. And everything seems to be back to normal pretty much. So it's been wonderful seeing everybody out, seeing all the new happenings. And I feel good.
Well, what's amazing to me is again, the traditions that we hear when people make those purchases and how they come through the door and they are instantly looking for what makes their traditions now.
Absolutely. And there are so many people who just feel that even say to me when they call or they pop in and they'll just say, we have to have this for our table. We have to do this. You know, it's their time of year.
I'll tell you. It is locked and loaded down there. The shelves were literally stack them high, and we were watching them fly off. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe the amount of turkey legs.
That's true. Just everything. I've gone in there. I went in last weekend, and there were a lot of things. I was looking at things, helping, getting things. And then I come in on Monday, and all of those things are gone. I go to get something else at somebody's order, and I'm there, well, where are these? They were just here. And they said, oh, we sold out on the weekend. They're gone. You know, so they have to make more. And I'm happy to see that happening.
I was happy to see, to be honest, the people that came in went right towards the register for their pickup.
Yes. Oh, we have a lot of those.
Because they feel better knowing that that's, you know, done and ready for them.
That's a safe way to do it,
like,
too.
Yeah, when you come in and want 12 turkey legs. Right. But then
or
I like
50.
Yeah.
We've had that a couple of times.
How about the lady that we helped with the 50 boxes of pretzels?
Right. We have a lot.
Marlene and I were standing there. She's like, would you mind helping me? We're like, sure. She's like, I need 50 of these.
Yeah.
I think we took a picture with her with half of them.
We did. We did. We have a lot of that coming in and calling in. And we also have the corporate orders, business orders, you know, a couple hundred boxes of things. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. Now, the one that came over and picked up the order and then took that to the car, came in and said, now I can experience the store. I thought that was great.
And a lot come in for the treats, for the samples.
Oh, that was for sure.
Yes.
And the cherries were, I mean, every other customer wanted a cherry.
Yeah.
They're
big sellers for sure.
Yeah.
Everything is.
It's just, I guess, 'tis the season.
It is. Well, we have those year round and some people feel that's it, you know?
I want you to get out real quick the hours because people are interested when Dorothy's is open. So we'll hit that for you a couple times during the show.
Sure. We are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 right now, and Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Good. Good. Dorothy'sCandies.com is always on. We always want to say that.
That's right.
And who's the elf that picks up those orders?
Who's the elf?
That picks up the orders online? Oh, that would be you.
Yeah, that's me normally. And then we have some other folks that we get to join in because there are so many. And it's just a wonderful time. It's busy as heck, but it's great. That's what you want in a business.
At some point, we got to get you as you're making sure that order's going to shipping because you take so much time and care that goes into what you put in that package. I just love it.
I do care about the customer, and I know they want their items. And it's, yeah, I mean, this is wonderful, but it's still a business to get through, you know, and there's a lot of work involved. But we know it's making people happy.
And we're going to talk about the traditions of Dorothy's. Of recent... I've actually been asked, I know you're going to laugh when I tell you this, people think that you're Dorothy's. You're Dorothy.
Oh my gosh, I get that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
And I wanted to get, again, I had asked the owner, Robert Castell, to join us this morning, but he's unable to make it today. But he said he will be with us this coming week. You're on a lot this month. So
busy time creates this busy time for us, but it's wonderful. I mean, we're promoting a great thing for people. They wait to hear from us. They call every day asking as well. So it's a happy time, but again, it's a business and we do our best.
So let's circle back and let's talk about where Dorothy's came from. Dorothy's Castell was the owner of Dorothy's. She had started it, and everybody knows, and they talk about where they went to and the locations before the factory that's where it sits now. And then Dorothy has since passed away.
Yes.
And we, 2 years ago, we celebrated the 75th birthday of Dorothy's.
Oh, that was a fun year.
Right. And her son, Robert Castell, he was in finance. And then he decided... to keep Dorothy's going, to keep the legacy for his mom, he kept the store going and he kind of departed that world and settled into the happiest place in the world of making candy and making people happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's kept the tradition going on since his mom had passed away. And he is kept everything that his mom put forth. Obviously, the packaging in the pink boxes, which change for holiday season. He's kept that going in the tradition. But I like when you describe how her philosophies were on elegance.
That's it. That's it. We're an elegant store. She wanted, I mean, this started in her basement. Okay, and people just loved it, and she would give it away, and then people told her, this is so great, it is so good, you know, you should start selling this. It became that, and like any business that's good, it grows, you know, and she always kept that, and he, after she passed, as you said, took it over, and he kept the same ways, and he will mention her all the time, all these years later. It's 77 years old right now, this business. And he will always bring up, you know, no, this is what my mother wanted. He keeps the recipes. He does this. He thinks how she might think, because that's what the people loved. And that's why we are on 77 years.
And when it comes to quality of his candy that he produces,
that's right,
he has never skimped on anything. I've heard him say numerous times, oh, well, that particular nut or that particular item is not available at this moment. And we've all run into those shortages. He won't compromise. When the supplier says, oh, but I have this, and he'll say, no.
We will wait. And people, if that's what they want, they will wait too. I mean, we're not like an Amazon business where we go into a gigantic warehouse. Everything is handmade, you know. So if we don't have something that the people want as their tradition or what they love, they wait. They'll wait for us to get it, to make it, you know, like you're mentioning certain nuts. If we're out of them, they'll say, okay.
Well, we got lots to talk about, because I know some secret mold were brought down. But we're going to pick it up after the commercial break, all about Dorothy's candies. When we get back, let's talk about some of those surprise announcements that I have coming, too.
You're always
all right, let's do it.
Things.
Back with more in a moment.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is. Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, back with Nan Cohen, Nan Cohen Total Talk. We've got a very special guest coming up in just a couple of moments, but also we are talking Dorothy's Candies. And remember, for the holidays, for any season, for any reason, it's always Pittsburgh's favorite, Dorothy's Candies. Nan.
I just like the fact that I looked at myself and I still have my sunglasses on.
Yeah,
it happens. And he's got all the blinds down here. You know, it's like I really need the sunglasses.
That's your trademark.
I'll tell you what, we do have announcements coming up. Should I let one go now?
Why not?
All right. Well, you can't see him, but we'll probably move it a little bit. We're letting somebody get comfortable here in the studio. Corey Winwood's going to be joining us. You like this so far?
Yeah,
I'm learning a lot. Bunch of craziness going on over here. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about your business, and Corey's going to be joining us And here comes the hint with Pittsburgh's Talking Pets at the top of the year. So we're looking forward to that. So we got three words out of them. We're going to let them rest, and we're going to bring you back with some more stuff, Corey.
Sounds good.
We've got more announcements, too. Maybe we'll hit the other ones coming up. Hey, I'm going to tell you, you've got to get on to Dorothy's Candy's social media platforms. We make smiles. People just, the things that we do, we're so interactive on your social media stuff. We make people's dreams come true there.
And we do. I tell you that during these holidays, and I mean throughout the year, but people, this is a part, just like people decorate during this holiday or any other holiday, people want on their tables or in their home for their guests and family, they want Dorothy's. And I get to hear the stories. Even people, we deliver shipping through across the country, and people will move from the area and they will call during the holiday and say, this is our tradition. This is part of what we do. And I'll get things like, it just wouldn't be Christmas if we didn't have our Dorothy's, you know, so that's right. What we do for them.
So it's I put up some posts last week, and I said, tell me what your favorite Dorothy's candies is. And I didn't say memories, because when I get in the memories, then I get sentimental when I start reading them, because people really do. But that's a hint. That will be coming up. But I said, just put it out there. And the responses are crazy. In the fact, not good crazy, right. Because they really start to fight for their favorite in there. And then I like the fact that we're so lucky that Robert Castell, Bob, the owner of Dorothy's, mm-hmm. is so gracious. He'll say, just go make them happy, Nan.
That's it.
And Marlene and I go in there, we'll pick a couple. And when we notify, like, well, you said the chocolate covered, you know, cherries, the cherry cordials, boom, we're sending them to you.
Yeah.
The peppermint bark, which I have, and we'll put it on the camera in a little bit. But I'm telling you, those making somebody's day. You know, they go on, they pop on, they don't think much of it, or they're like, oh, I really want to win this. And we do.
Yeah.
That's...
make a lot of people happy.
That's the power of a small business. And, you know, that's the pulse of us here in Pittsburgh. And, you know, I always have a passion for them, but he's just fabulous in what he does, and he's extremely gracious.
Well, he's all about the customer.
100%.
He definitely 100%. Is just as
and
his mother.
And that
was.
Is also what he learned from his mom.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. He's just like his mother. He just wants people to. He's a very nice man.
Ugh.
He's just a sweet man. And but he's a smart man as well. But he's about his customers. That's what, again, got us to 77 years.
And the pride he takes is, before we went to commercial break, we were talking about something as simple as molds. And I know you have a couple of them mm-hmm. on display here in the studio, but mm-hmm. you know, when he looks at them and he pulls these molds, and I'm lucky enough to sit there every now and then with him, and he'll say, Nan, what about this? And he brings that little gingerbread guy. The memories that come back when his mother bought them, I mean, these molds, some of them are 50, 60 years old.
Oh, they're the old time.
Yeah. Yeah. And
he's in plastic now, but he's got metal molds.
Oh, and, it's,
you know,
though, they're incredible.
Like antiques.
And I watch him with his memories of the reindeer mm-hmm. and the sleigh and the Santa. And he changes them every year. And I love how people come in and they look for what molds did Dorothy's make right. this year.
You know, she started this business when he was born. Basically for him, and he became a part of it. I believe he told me he was like 3 years old. He would be helping his mother with these things, so he's been in it for a very long time.
And he's the type of person we talk. I wish he could have hopped on the phone with us here today. But when he talks about this, like I heard him, he's like, "Nan, I can't talk to you right now. I've got to get the peppermint bark going."
Mm-hmm.
You know that we're probably a leader in our barks, the way they are made there, let alone the amazing flavors that he puts out in these barks. Mm-hmm. But he was so intent that day of getting out the barks, which I have here in the studio. And when you talk about each piece being handmade, it's definitely defined in these
boxes. You know, what you just said, that he'll tell you, Nan, I have to get the bark going, the peppermint bark. When you think of somebody owning a company, a business, often you don't think of them working
in the business.
And that's where he is different with this. It's a small you know, one store business. I mean, we have our products in other businesses that buy from us, but he is hands-on in this business. And that's another reason, I think, too, why it has gone on so long, because that he will continue to stand for on what it was. And his basis is his mother and the customers.
That's what always goes back to the values.
It's kind of rare. My grandmother had a store, and she was like that. I mean, that store stopped in the mid-60s, but she was like that, and I can remember that, you know, or this maybe the 70s. I can remember things and hearing things in my family about her business. And I often talk, Bob and I talk about that back and forth with my grandmother and what he does, and it's similar. And I think that's why I have such a feel for the business.
I tell you, and when we talk about the tradition, the bark, you can always tell he doesn't skimp on the quality.
Because no, he will not.
It's what they walk in the store to find, and that's exactly what they find.
It's what they love.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I give him a lot of credit, because you see a lot of companies, well, I can get this peppermint for something less, and I can get this nut for something else. Mm-hmm. And he just won't do it.
Right.
So I should say, one of my fall favorites has always been the cranberry bark, which
so
I have
delicious.
Here in the studio as well. Don't you think somebody asked me today if I've got something in my car, they're going to strike gold? I've got
delicious.
The cranberry bark, which they made in the Swiss and the dark this year. So that's good. And for everybody that has asked, the potato chip log has been on the shelf.
Yep.
So, and I know that this is a limited piece that they make just for the holiday. So the potato chip bark is down there as
that's
well.
That's delicious.
I had said to Jerry, one of our chocolatiers there, I said, I'm in a poinsettia mood. And why that was because I actually got a blue and white poinsettia delivered to my home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I guess for
a
Hanukkah.
Real poinsettia.
Real, live one.
Real poinsettia.
So poinsettias were on my mind. And I said to Jerry, I said, can we do something with poinsettias? And I'm going to show you when I get it out. I have to unwrap it because it's in an edible vase. And she put chocolate poinsettias. She made them.
Yeah, we have those out for the holidays.
It is, you know, and I hadn't seen those. Those weren't out last year. But the poinsettia was on my mind because I got one delivered. And mine was so unique. I've never seen a blue and white one with glitter on it.
It's
live,
vase.
Too. The edible vase? Yeah, I'm going to get that out. As I said, that's under lots of bubble wrap. But
you have to.
I think those things are so great to put up on your Christmas dinner, you know.
I had a wonderful friend who has since passed. She was in her 90s, and we were church friends. And on the holidays or when we would go to lunch or whatever, that's what I took her, was the edible vase. And we have daffodils and things like that we do in the spring. So we alternate throughout the seasons.
And the reason they're completely edible.
People love them.
Yeah.
Everything you get there, except for that stick
hey,
with
Rob,
flowers on.
Do you remember this stuff when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's good stuff.
Delicious.
I mean, when this came around, I was like, it's the ribbon candy. And believe it or not, Rob, there's always a shortage of ribbon candy. But I will tell you that Dorothy's does have the ribbon candy. Now, they don't make it, but they make it for every person that walks in the door and says, do you have ribbon candy? I guess there was a shortage a year or so ago.
Yeah, you know what my memory is of the ribbon candy? I had a woman, her son was in the military, and she would call every holiday, and that's what she needed to send. And it would go express mail, and it was like under $10.
Yeah.
You know, and the express would be 30 some, you know, through the post office. And she would always get those for him.
We got lots more memories coming
every
up.
Year.
And some more announcements.
All still to come. Nan Cohen, Total Talk today, KDKA.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We're talking Pittsburgh's favorite for the holiday or any time of year, Dorothy's Candies. It's Nan Cohen Total Talk. Nan Cohen, go ahead.
Hey, Rob. So talking about holidays, don't you remember all those special things when you got to unload your stocking?
It's like it was yesterday.
Well,
but they're all gone now. Everybody's gone. Well, all memories.
Don't you remember stuffing for the kids too? I love when people
come in.
They're
all gone too. They're grown up.
Well, they're doing it for their kids now.
I'm not even putting anything up this year.
Nothing?
No, because everybody's gone.
I'm going to show up with a
Although
tree.
My son has a dog now, which at least someone won't leave me. At least I hope at this point in my life.
I'm bringing a tree down. Going to show up.
No.
We're going to have the tree.
No.
You cannot
Too much
not
work.
Have. You cannot. And that. In your new home, we have to get a tree up.
It's not a new home. I've been there for 12 years.
But I mean, you've been living there and you've now own it.
Well, the only reason is because I'm doing some home improvement stuff. So I'll get back to it next year.
But you'll miss this Christmas.
No, I'll just put something from Dorothy's Candy on the mantle and that's all I need.
wait, I can solve it, Rob.
You don't need anything else. And I got to tell
you
though.
Rob, here we go.
Give me it.
There's the tree for Rob's house.
That's it. Come on.
Listen,
over.
I'm always prepared. What do you think? Can we put this up?
Listen, classic foil trees. Had them every year as a kid growing up. And they're not hollow like we used to get. That's a solid piece of chocolate.
This is it. I solved the problem instantaneously.
Well, you're the miracle worker.
There you go. It's going home with you.
There you go. Can we put some lights on it too?
We probably could. We could probably get that together. Oh, look, we got another
two
tree
trees.
For you.
See, I got two trees.
You're making out today.
It's all good in the neighborhood.
Oh, Robbie. Oh, talk about the memories. I was thinking the other day how we used to crawl into the, you know, we talk about Kaufman's. We talk about the old department stores. Yeah, that was Rob crawling through that window. You remember those?
Oh, I loved every minute of it.
We would be freezing, but we would be in there. We would somehow get our way in there. And yeah.
See, this is what makes the great memories.
This is what makes Pittsburgh.
This is it. You know, remembering all this fun stuff.
It's just not. It's,
you know who told me about Dorothy's Candies for the first time? True story. Before I even met you, I knew you. It was John Cigna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cigna.
Yeah.
For the first
Just imagine
time.
If we would have had the Dorothy's Candies in the window with Cigna.
Listen, it's my first 10 years in the windows, this is all I heard. Go get me a coffee. Go get me a Danish. Go get me a sandwich.
And chocolate.
And I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
He was the best.
When we can reach back and feel those memories, that's exactly why sometimes I lose it. And sometimes I'm in that store and I sit back and I listen and it holds good to my heart. That's for sure. We've got the Hanukkah situation covered down
that's
there
right,
too, because that's coming right at the time.
Yeah, but my menorah on the day. Will be up.
I was going to, well, you knew that was coming for me next. That menorah be up.
It's going to be up for sure.
Yeah, so he has the menorah going up, but now we have to put the tree.
Listen,
so you're covered.
The tree's okay, but the menorah will be up.
I know.
We have both in our home.
I know. Oh,
we have them both.
Tis the season. So This is funny because people always ask about the gelt, the official gelt. Yeah, the gelt for Hanukkah.
You know, I still have mine from last year in my freezer. I saved them. I actually have both bags that you gave me.
Well, eat them.
Like we couldn't give you two more?
No, I don't know.
Eat them.
Well, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. The reason I have them, because it reminds me of your husband.
Well, yeah.
That's why I've kept them.
Yeah.
So I just want to have them near and dear to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, since you slid that right in, we might as well just tell them all what's coming up.
That's why I did it.
Thanks.
December 18th, this Wednesday night.
Is it this Wednesday?
Yeah, man. No, two Wednesdays.
I was going to say, don't do that to me. I'm rushing my Christmas.
No, I'm actually coming in on my day off because it's important.
Yeah, so we should go back and we're going to pull the announcement for my husband. Always liked the fact that I used to do a friend show. And the friend show, I would bring friends in. And this year, I'm going to bring a surprise in. I'm going to ask one of my listeners to join. So hit us up on social media and let me know. I'll put up a post. That could be you out there joining us in the studio. And we just talk. And my husband loved Doug Hirth. And
he was a genius.
Yeah. And he started that show. And then Lynn Cullen used to do a lot of that stuff, too.
Did Lynn do it, too?
I heard Lynn do it a couple times. Yeah. And she always had her friends in and they would just chit chat. And the show is almost like a Seinfeld thing. It's about nothing, which is also why we're doing it for Mel. But the studio will be packed with people that I invite in, and we're going
to
be.
I just want to say one thing about Mel, then I'll let you get back to your show. And I love Mel for a number of reasons, but especially his Jewish faith. And I often said all these influencers that I watch daily about food, because I'm associated with Coons Market and what have you. Talk about Manischewitz strikes during the holiday season, that is obviously Rosh Hashanah or Hanukkah. Mel would have been great at that. But what I loved about Mel, he was proud of being a Jewish individual from this great community of Pittsburgh. But what he did it for a living was even more amazing. Some of the big department stores that you would notice for the holidays, Christmas, were done by Mel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he gave me the best of both worlds.
Yeah. There was nobody that could trim a tree better than him.
Oh.
Yeah. That's go to the Jewish guy to get your Christmas tree trimmed. We all laughed about it, but
that's a Seinfeld episode waiting to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it.
For sure. So that's coming up on December 18th. So yeah, you'll hear more about it. And I got myself ready and prepared to do this. So, and I'll be surrounded by everybody that I love. So it'll be good. And my kids will be there. So it's going to be great. All right, back to Dorothy's Candies.
Here we are.
So people always ask, in short, everybody thinks that you just make the Swiss chocolate. And I'm going to pass these over. I mean, you're known for your white as well and the dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. And there's even the healthy dark chocolate, which I don't think anybody packed up for me.
And sugar-free.
And wait, I didn't get to sugar-free yet, but the cacao chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's also available, and that's in the Diva Divine.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got you covered for any possible thing that you would want down at Dorothy's. And people do ask about the sugar-free, taken care of. Robert always makes sure it's his chocolate, it's his world with the sugar-free, and he provides it. And they come in, that area, those people are just dedicated to knowing their holiday is going to be as special because Robert takes care of
that.
That's
along with devoting your efforts to your customers.
Right. And I want to say that we also added in, Robert Gostel decided to add in another size, which is a great hostess gift, which I'll pass those over to the camera. And these boxes, you know, it's the perfect munch size.
It sure
When you don't want the half a pound, when you don't need the pound, these fit it. And you can mix and match all the different flavors in these boxes. And I happened to pick up two of the favorites, which were the coconut clusters. Mm. Oh, I don't eat them, but boy, do those coconut clusters walk out the door
the
there.
The best. They're my second favorite behind the peanut butter.
Look, Rob's eyes lit up on the coconut.
He likes the coconut.
He likes the coconut.
No, I'm thinking about, I love Dorothy's Candies, but you know, I'm thinking about getting a dog because I'm getting my backyard fenced in and him being here.
That's what you're thinking about, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, don't give
I'm
him
on
chocolate.
His coconut clusters and you're totally in another field.
Don't give him chocolate.
I know that. Believe me, I did a veterinarian show with Dr. Mike for 10 years. I've
okay.
learned all about that.
So are you announcing some news that you're getting something?
I'm working on it. But my, I've fallen in love with dogs and had dogs my whole life, had pets my whole life. My son got a six-year-old rescue who is an Australian Shepherd that I've just absolutely fallen in love with. I mean, it's to the point like all hands on deck, like he's my, you know, fourth child. One, two, three, four.
So, yeah, Corey, now this, none of this was planned because obviously, you know, no, I had no clue. Listen, I could talk to him 20 times a week and he wouldn't have told me that little detail. But look, the mics are on and he comes out with it.
This is such a fascinating guest. And it's something we had such success with. And I'm just so happy that we're going to have an opportunity to do it again.
Yeah, because we just love Pittsburgh's Talking Pets. But did you like, you couldn't ask for this, Corey. This is the way we're hands deep in Dorothy's Candy Show, and then Rob just comes out of left field. Yeah. Gotta love it. Yeah. Gotta love him.
No, I'm telling you, I think he's here to train me.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Get some good information.
I think you might need to. Can you do it? But Rob and dog.
Yes.
It's going to be a combo training there.
No, it's treats. Look, I got pretzels now, so you already got me doing tricks. I'm telling you. That's how Coppola made Brando do what he had to do in The Godfather. He got little treats for him.
Yeah.
So humans and pets are a lot alike. Yeah. Two-legged or four-legged, we like treats.
Give me those clusters. I can shut them up right now. Robbie, I love you, and you know that.
I know. I'm tired. Okay?
Well, yeah. And then you're coming in to do that special show next week.
Well, for Mel, definitely.
Yeah. All right. So, Mar.
Yes.
To Dorothy's Candies. Again, can you give us the hours, holiday hours, for Dorothy's Candies?
Sure. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and then Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4, and sometimes they're there a little later if people are coming in.
And what did you say, Sundays?
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't paying attention. I was watching the clock. I also want to say, don't, for shipping purposes, Marlene controls a lot at Dorothy's. I get it. But you don't want to be there on December 24th. Expecting Marlene to get those orders so that they are arriving on the 25th.
Well, don't be surprised. We get a lot of people. I just saw on the news that the post office for delivery, because it goes through priority mail on the post office. We get your package out, but it's their responsibility to get it there. And they're talking about in time for Christmas, have your shipping done December 18th.
Did you all hear that? I'm glad you're so up on that.
I just saw it on the news 2 days ago. But we do get people who will call around the 21st, the 22nd, and they're extremely nice and say, we realize this is not going to get there for Christmas, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, so people are very nice about it.
But FedEx was delivering last year on Christmas Day. You're doing the one day shipping. But I have to tell you, why do you have to wait that long? Get on the phone, caller. Go on dorothyscandies.com. You can put in there when you want this delivered
you
by.
You can.
And it's just as easy because I know that frenzy, and I've lived that for a couple of years with you down there. It's chocolate overload with, I mean, people
boxes everywhere waiting to be shipped.
Just going. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're stopping there 3-4 times a day trying to keep up with the orders. Why not just do it in time?
Yeah.
I know some people can't change their habits, but if it was up to me and I wanted this for the holiday, I'm going to make it happen. Or you want me to wrap up again?
That's okay.
That's all he does.
We have to get to a break. We're like a minute overdue.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. All right, the evolving world of Nanco and Total Talk, getting ready for not just the final segment, but what she's going to be doing in 2025. And this may be one of the most awesome things we've ever discussed on this radio station during my time here, because it's not about veterinary medicine, but it's about something even more important: training your dog, giving them a helping hand, and keeping them on the right path and keeping everybody happy and safe. Go ahead.
Well, it's what's amazing about Corey is you have to find the right people to do the right job. And when I was introduced to Corey, we connected right away. We're going to talk about you. It's not even like you're in the room. Rob, we'll continue. And I got him right away. And I got that he got dogs. And when that connection's made, I said, we got to get you on the air. We've got to move forward with this. Ironically, people always ask us, what do we talk about off air? Wouldn't they have liked to know? Corey came into the studio today just to get himself situated and see what it's really like going on. Been okay, huh?
Absolutely.
Nice, relaxed, mm-hmm. Atmosphere, right? And the conversation breaks out. Clearly, I did know that Rob was with his son's dog, and he said it's his grand dog now, mm-hmm. and he spent some quality time with him. Well, it's just funny that it's the dog that you have.
Yep.
And during the break, I mean, Marley, we're sitting there like the two of them were going about the Australian sheepdog. And Rob's, seriously, when I can look at him and I know when he's serious. He's serious about this.
Listen, I don't have any pictures of my kids, but there's a picture of that dog in my phone.
There you go. There you go. So you two really engaged in your conversation. And I love the fact, because Rob asked you a pretty simple question, Corey. This is Corey Winwood from his company's called The Balanced Wag. And he's going to be joining us on Pittsburgh's Talking Pets at the top of the year. He'll be here live in the studio in January. But we wanted to get him on just to get a few things out. And Corey, your philosophy when you were talking with Rob, you know, because he came to you and he said, just ask, I got to ask this question. Do I want a puppy or do I want one, you know, a little older? And I loved what you said. So, Rob, engage that conversation one more time.
No, because I was saying my son's dog is 6. I think he could have got one a little younger. He's only 25 and he's a gym rat and he's strong and he's healthy. And I'm 67 and I like the breed and I am active and I know they have a lot of energy. And I said, do I get a puppy or should I get one or 2 years of age? I think that may be a better way for me to go. But as he said, he's the expert. There's a lot to talk about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's all about your lifestyle and what works for you. And, you know, there are a lot of great foster programs in Pittsburgh where you can meet an Australian Shepherd and get a feel from the person that's fostering them. And it might be a great fit for you. But I love puppies as well. And there's a lot that, you know, you can create a special bond with the dog just through the initial part of their life, through socialization and everything, just to build that trust with your dog.
Well, I think you then took Rob to another place because he says, well, you know, for my age, you know, I'm in pretty good shape. And he said, well, you know, getting the dog active and keeping it active. And then did you see Rob's eyes when you said
this? Yes, I did.
Rob said, you know, I want to get him out and this and that. And Corey, tell him what you said. What do you do
well,
with your dog?
I mean, you know, the wintertime, it's tough. And, you know, I have currently 2 Australian Shepherds and I have them treadmill trained. So, you know, when I'm not willing to go out and bear the cold, we go on the treadmill for, you know, 15 minutes to a half hour. And then we do some mental stimulation as well. And it makes a huge difference.
So how about that, Rob? Now you can put your equipment to use.
Well, you know, we talked about treats, and I've kind of fallen in love with a treadmill, too. So are you sure he's not been like...
I said you can't make it up at times because Corey had no idea this the conversation was going to happen.
These are the most incredible dogs, and I love all dogs and all animals, but they're herding dogs. There's just something about them. Their eyes, it's intoxicating.
Well, and for me, the reason why I fell in love with Australian Shepherds is, one, their drive, but two, they... like a border collie or, you know, a working breed, but they stayed with the shepherd. Border collies would stay with the flock. So I just feel that Australian Shepherds are a little more connected to their humans.
I did not know that.
It's going to be a great kickoff to the year. That's what I got to say, with Corey Winwood back in here in the studio. And his company is called The Balanced Wag. And I think your training techniques, I am telling you, Pittsburgh is going to love you.
I'm so excited.
We want to welcome you on board here in the studio at KDK with Rob and I.
Thank you.
It's going to be a personal mission for him. I got to get the dog in the studio.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Corey, thanks for coming in today. And again, he is Corey Winwood, The Balanced Wag. All right. Let's wrap things up with you, Marlene.
Okay.
We are all about Dorothy's Candies. And I'm going to be back and forth into the store. Listen, I do most of my, you get the real stuff from down there. My car is loaded. So if you see me around town, make sure you stop me. I guarantee I'll have a surprise for you waiting in that trunk. Couple more shows coming
up.
I'm going to be here at the studio back down here tomorrow. And so I'll leave them with some good stuff here too.
Right.
Dorothy'sCandies.com is always on. And all I have to say is, listen, I've been tasting. If you've seen me on any of those videos, notice I'm only eating half of the candy because, I mean, you can't eat it all.
Well, because you've eaten 3 before we got on air.
No, I have not. You have. I just dream about it driving down.
We have fun.
But yeah, and all I have to say is when you take that bite, one bite, and you'll know it's Dorothy's Candies. And your new commercials are coming out this week.
That's fantastic.
So, hey, Dorothy'sCandies.com. Can she give the hours one more time?
Yeah, it's on Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. You could check the web. It could be till 5 o'clock. But here's our phone number, 412-678-2723.
You always pictured me as a shepherd, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Now I'm into it.
Yeah, right.
And Rob, I can't thank you enough for coming in to do that show.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Are you kidding me?
It's going to be a good time. It's at my Nan and Friends show, and he'd be thrilled that I'm back in the chair doing that show. And so
it's awesome.
It's going to be a lot of love that night. But
just
yeah, we'll have
me cry on the air, okay?
That's December 18th, so.
That's coming up in a couple of weeks. Best of luck, as always, Marlene. We're going to see you again soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, oh, yes.
She's here.
You'll be seeing a lot.
And, Cor, really looking forward to what you do, too, okay?
Thank you. Me, too.
Somebody else loves these Australian Shepherds. They're the coolest, greatest dogs on the planet.
I can't believe that this happened organically. This is
listen.
You know, Rob and I say, so we can't explain
it. We mentioned the magic word this hour. Seinfeld.
There you go.
Yada, yada, yada. All right, news coming up next.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,